This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, April 1st, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. As we reported this morning on Daybreak, the trucking industry says new emission standards for heavy-duty trucks announced last week by the Biden administration have unachievable targets and will carry real consequences for the U.S. supply chain and movement of freight throughout the country, according to the American Trucking Association. Jacqueline Gelb, the Vice President of Energy and Environmental Affairs, says the EPA's plans are now in place.
This is the regulation of the land now. This was a final rule this time last year. They had put a proposal out there that took comments on three different types of standards, and what they just finalized is what they expect and what they are finalizing what are going to be those reductions for trucks. This will likely get caught up in litigation just because this regulation is so far removed from what has been done in the past, and it has such a significant impact on the economy as a whole. So I expect this is going to be in litigation, so there will continue to be discussions here. Congress is also going to likely play a role as well, especially in these last coming to the end of the first term for President Biden as well. You know, Congress has been asserting themselves in the EPA space as a whole.
Gelb says the implications on the nation's economy will be massive.
Anything that is delivered to your house, it has touched a truck. A truck moves 72% of our nation's freight today, and it's expected even to increase over time. So even though this regulation does not go into effect until model year 2027, you know, manufacturers and trucking fleets are already starting to make their plans for what does 2027 look like for them. And where this rule ends up for 2032, for model year 2032, you know, your long-haul truck that you see going across the highway every day, those are now going to have to be 25%. Of those by 2032 are going to have to be zero emission vehicles on the road, which then means you have to have the subsequent supportive infrastructure in place to move that type of truck. So you're going to need to have charging that's going to be in place for heavy duty trucks. You're going to need to have refueling if it's hydrogen, for example. If not, then that truck is not going to be able to go cross country. That truck is not going to be able to deliver your goods, your medicine, your groceries. And so when from the EPA perspective, as when we were engaging with EPA on this regulation, it was very much focused on first diversity of this industry, but also the importance of this industry.
Gelb says the implications on the nation's economy will be massive.
And it reaches $1 trillion. That is a trillion with a T here, just for our industry. Police would be left with about $620 billion of what they're going to have to invest of on-site charging. So that is that depot charging that would be required to make sure that you have your truck start with 100% charge for the day. And then more importantly, for those trucks that have to go on the highway that are going to need on-route charging, you're going to need significant amount of charging and energy available with megawatt charging and 500 kilowatt charging, because that, you know, long haul truck is going to go through multiple different charging personalities profiles every single day.
Gelb says the Clean Fuels Coalition conducted a study finding the infrastructure needs for 100% electrification for the commercial fleet industry was over $1 trillion. In other news today, AgriPulse is following the latest on a human bird flu infection in Texas. Also, the USTR is out with its latest national trade estimate report. You can read more at AgriPulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. It's time for a new farm bill. America's farmers, ranchers, and families are counting on it. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.